I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An admission from Ukraine on its anticipated spring counteroffensive on Russian troops occupying parts of Ukraine. Details from Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Western nations have sent artillery, tanks, and ammunition to Kyiv ahead of an expected spring campaign. Ukraine has been silent about when and where it might strike.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says carbon dioxide levels in the air continue to rise. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with more.
The cause of global warming is showing no signs of slowing as heat-trapping carbon dioxide in Earth's atmosphere increased to record highs in its annual spring peak.
Every year we see a peak value that's higher than the previous year, and every year is a new record high CO2 value.
Arlen Andrews, the Greenhouse Gas Monitoring Group leader for NOAA.
To me, as an atmospheric scientist, that trend is very concerning.
Andrews adds emissions used to increase by maybe one part per billion per year, but now they are increasing at twice and even three times that rate, depending on whether there is an El Nino. I'm Shelley Adler.
Families of victims of India's deadliest train crash in decades are filling a hospital to try to identify the bodies of their loved ones. So far, only 45 bodies have been identified. This is VOA News. International rights group Human Rights Watch is asking the Malawi government to stop the forced relocation of 8,000 refugees living outside a congested camp. VOA's Lemek Messina tells us more.
Malawi started the forced relocations last month following the expiration of the April 15 deadline. The government gave the refugees to voluntarily relocate to the camp. The government said by staying outside the camp, the refugees threaten national security, and also it violates the encampment policy, which prohibits refugees from staying outside the camp. The World Food Program told VOA that the relocation exercise adds pressure on its already strained food assistance for Zaleka camp refugees. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre, Malawi.
Tigrayans who fled Ethiopia's civil war to neighboring Sudan say that they are not receiving enough aid due to the outbreak of violence there, but that they are afraid to return to Ethiopia because of alleged ethnic cleansing. Others resorting to desperate measures or falling victim to human rights or human traffickers promising to help them find passage to Europe. VOA's Henry Wilkins explains.
Refugees continue to stream across the Chad-Sudan border some 7 weeks since Sudan's war started. The number reaching Chad has reached 100,000, according to the UN. Dawood Adam Ishak says he is terrified of the paramilitary rapid support forces, which have been accused of much of the violence that is tearing apart Sudan. He says an armed group linked to the RSF forced him out of his home. He says he saw them, and when they came, they forced him and his family to leave. The UN says the speed at which refugees have arrived is exceeding expectations. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Kufrun, Chad.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva unveiled a plan on Monday to end illegal deforestation in the Amazon, a major campaign pledge that is a critical step in addressing the country's significant carbon emissions from the region. The strategy, set to be implemented over 4 years, provides a roadmap to achieve the ambitious goal of halting illegal deforestation by the year 2030. Lula's term ends January 1st of 2027, so full implementation would depend on the work and the willingness of whoever comes after him to continue that. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.